Fox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Zach for his three stocks moving on news in 3 minutes. Okay, Zach, are you ready for the first one?
I am, yes.
It's a very complicated update here. It's Mkenga Resources, MKA. Listen to this. They've secured a 2-year exclusive option and right to acquire, on commercially standard terms, the worldwide license for technology to produce high-strength hydrochloric acid from calcium chloride feed streams using sulfur. Listen, it's something good for rare earth minerals anyway, so the share price is rising. MKA, Mkenga Resources.
It's giving me nightmares about my O-level chemistry, that one.
Yeah, it's all about sulfuric and hydrochloric acid. Anyway, MKA, how are they looking?
Looking better, obviously, this morning. Line of resistance at 4.75 pence, which you can draw from, you know, the time the company came to market. So watch that today. But we've got support at the 20-day moving average at 4.2 pence. So while above that, I think there's a chance of it revisiting its high at 6 or around 6. If you're cautious, then wait for the end-of-day close or the break of 4.75.
Okay, next one. Codal Resources, KOD. They provide an update on its ongoing exploration programs at Nangalasso Gold Project in Mali.
I wish they find places which are easy to, you know, to pronounce and say, like Croydon,
yes,
and Sutton and,
yes,
Mitcham. I mean, you know, they should change these places. It's just very
London.
What?
London.
Oh, London, yes.
That's
sorry.
Quite easy.
That was a bit too complicated for that one. But anyway, 200-day moving average there from March, 0.05 pence. Best thing really to wait for that to be broken on an end of day or weekly close basis. But the RSI at 55 does show that if you're a fan of the company or the update, you could start accumulating now.
Okay, and last one here. Management Resource Solutions, MRS, or Mrs. A trading update for the group. They said, it's always nice to hear this, ahead of expectations and net margins remain strong. So that's quite nice, isn't it?
Okay, that's very nice. Right, we've got just above the, today's is good because just above the 50-day moving average, 9.58 pence, which is, you know, the first sign of a stock being rehabilitated. I'd probably wait for the 200-day line at 12 pence to be broken, though, because it's just been such a long drag here, down from the February peak at 25 pence down to where we are now. So probably the easiest thing is just to wait for that 200-day line to break.
Marvellous, Zach. I think we did it in 3 minutes. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
The Fox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.